have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week. The biblical question, is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong? Amazing, huh? I thought I saw a video of that. It went away. Oh. Is it right or wrong? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com. If you got to go right now to the gym, or you got to go shopping or whatever, and you're like, I'm going to podcast the show, you can, but you can also be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, really, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or Bond JLP Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. And all right, that's amazing. We're going to get to all your super chats. We're going to try to get through everything today. It's Friday. And you can listen to the show no matter where you are on your phone, all right, by calling that number 605-615-4131. So I was trying to do Open Line Friday, get it off your chest Friday / Black Friday, but I'm not going to do the Black Friday on Friday. I have to figure out, do I want to do it on maybe Wednesday, maybe the first couple hours on Wednesday. So I'll smoke on that this weekend. I'll smoke on that this weekend and see if I want to do it on Wednesday. So Friday has always been, ever since the beginning of the show, Friday has always been and will always be Get It Off Your Chest Friday.
Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot. Amazing. Expression, sir, is not what you look like, what you're doing, what you're doing, and what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself amazing. Get it off your chest Friday, all right? That song was from 1970. Charles Wright and the Watts 103 Street Rhythm Band. Amazing. Amazing life. I want to tell you this. As a matter of fact, today is Halloween, I believe. I believe today is Halloween. I'm not sure, but I think so. If not today, it's tomorrow. No, it's today, I'm told in my ear. Oh, okay. It's today. It says so in my pack. Oh, yeah, I see it. Thank you. I want to share this with you before I get into this whole thing. Because it is a spiritual battle. And this battle is happening inside of you, not outside of you, but in you. And because most people don't know it's happening inside of them, they attack others for a thrill. I mean, I think the greatest thrill that human beings get is to attack others. It's one of the... If it's not the number one thrill that human beings love is attacking others, it's number two. It's close to it. But I know for a fact, and without a doubt, that human beings get a thrill from attacking others verbally and or through thoughts or verbally. It's the greatest thrill of human nature, which is evil. But I want you to know that everything that is happening, as long as they're not anyone attacking you physically, everything that's happening is happening inside of you. And even when other people try to attack you, they're really attacking themselves. They're not attacking you. And if you're on that same level and you happen to be in their presence when they're attacking you and you react to you attacking you, not them. You attack you, they attack themselves and thinking that they're attacking you. And on that level, you think they're attacking you too, but it's you doing it to you. And this is why in order to overcome all this, that not you, that false self, must die. It has to disappear. When you disappear, they're not you, the fake you, all of that, those emotions and fear and doubt and boredom and worry, and all that disappear too. It's gone. And you'll be free. When the fake you disappear, there's nothing left but perfect peace. But you got to disappear. And the hardest thing, and there are, one of the reasons I'm bringing this up, maybe the primary reason, but one of the reasons I'm bringing it up, there are men and women who are truly working on themselves, and they want to overcome. They want to be free. They just didn't know how. All their lives, they have not heard how to be free, how to be rid of thoughts and emotions and ideas and worries and stress and jealousy and envy. They want to be free from that. And so some men and women are going through it right now as I speak. I counseled with a couple of people yesterday. And they heard me say, you got to give up. And so they've been giving up, meaning that they are just aware of the pain, of the thoughts, of the pain, of the feelings, the different feelings that they're going, that are going through their minds and emotion. And they're not responding to it or reacting to it, and they're not blaming others. And the pain is difficult. And and I understand, it is, the more you allow the false self, the ego nature to die, on that road to death of the ego nature, the false self, it gets very, very, very painful. But I want you to know, the feeling that you're feeling, the great emotions that you're feeling, whether emotions of doubt, of worry, of fear, or revenge, whatever you're feeling, go through it. You got to die. And the ego pain, the ego doesn't want to die. It's desperate to cling to you and not die. It doesn't want to die. But I just, for those who are working on themselves and they are giving up trying to change themselves, but just be aware by the light what's going on inside the mind and the body, stay with it. If you can barely walk during the day, crawl, but stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And eternal life will be yours. You got to go through hell to get eternal life, to receive eternal life. There's no other way out, no other way around it. Christ did it, and you can too. So stay with it for those who you got to let go. You got to totally let go and just let it happen. And in the meantime, you go to work, you have your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Is that what you want? You want to hang out with some people sometime? You do that if you want. But let it go. And just be aware of it. And don't blame. Don't even say, oh, this is so painful. I want out. I can't handle it. I don't want this. I want this to be over. I want out. And this is what some people are saying. Don't do that. Because when you do, you lock yourself back into prison, even more so. Because there is no you to want out. And so you're creating another false identity by screaming out loud, I want out. And you want to die from all those identities, those fake selves. It's not you. Never has been you, and never will be you. So go through it. See it through. For those who are working on themselves, there are men and women around the world who all were, a few, not everybody, not a lot, because a lot of people never will and don't want to work on themselves. They love thrills of emotions and stress and jealousy and worry and envy and strife, the thrill of trying to hurt others. It's a thrill to them. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. So today is Halloween. And so remember that, folks, those who are working on themselves, give up trying to change you. You can't do it. And just be aware of what all the stuff that's going on inside of you. Be aware of that. You're seeing by the light. When you're aware, and the light will do it for you. All right? And yes, for a while, and don't be inspecting. Don't create a pain, and that's ego too. But just be aware of the pain that come from the thoughts. And get serious about it, meaning get serious enough to just stay with it and go through your day doing whatever it is you're doing, your work and stuff. And be aware of what's happening inside of you and die daily. Die daily. All right. It's Halloween. And people are decorating their homes, their houses, right, with Halloween decoration. I want to show you some examples of house decorated for Halloween. Watch this from X. That's amazing, huh? Amazing how people go out to have fun. What the extreme they would go through. But that's nice. That's funny, I guess. What now? I remember, I don't know if they still do this, years ago over in Watts, California. During Halloween, there would be blocks and blocks of Halloween decoration, and people would come from all around to see it. And I went over there a couple of times to see it, and there was like traffic, people driving up and down the neighborhood looking at the Halloween decoration. I don't know if they still do that now because things have changed so desperately, seriously over Watts. I don't know if they're still doing it. But have a safe Halloween today, tonight, today, in your celebration, all right? According to WFSB, some people are really sensitive to some of the declaration of Halloween around the country, and they're, like, taking it personal. I'm like, what the? It's amazing to me. What can affect the ego nature, the false nature, the dark, wicked nature of the ego? It's amazing what can affect it. And you react to it totally convinced that you are being affected. Because you drive by somebody's house, right? And you see Halloween decoration, it doesn't matter. That's at their house. And it's about them, whatever they're doing. It has nothing to do with you. But the thoughts, which are not your own and are evil, can trigger emotions and make you react to them. It's amazing how thought can make you feel something and you react from thoughts and feelings because you think it's happening to you. WFSB is reporting a Halloween display in Connecticut has drawn criticism from the mayor and the NAACP. You know something wrong if the NAACP is complaining. It ain't real. And the NAACP over its use of nooses, gallows, and barbed wire. Watch this from NBC.
My first thoughts were that this was very disturbing. I first noticed the hanging bodies.
Hanging bodies, police guards and towers, strips of barbed wire. This is all part of the display at the home on Whitney Avenue. It's called the Asylum for the Criminally Insane. And some say that's just what this is, pointing out painful connections with those specific parts.
Certainly, I think the whole idea of a asylum for the criminally insane is insensitive to that community.
Those nooses, that's insane for the people to put it out.
Laverne Jackson came over from New Haven to check it out, and the hanging bodies was her biggest concern.
For a black person like me, very offensive to me and my ancestors.
Mayor Lauren Garrett says that she spoke to the owner to see if they'd be up for making some changes.
When you know better, you can do better. And I was hoping for that, but ultimately, it's private property. This is freedom of expression, and we're not going to infringe upon that.
The women are carrying on, huh? Are you bothered by that? The black female talking about, offensive for a black person. A hanging thing is offensive to me and the ancestors. That's so insane that those ladies or females are acting like that. But that's the ego. She act like she was hung from a tree and was able to cut herself free. It brings back memories. And I bet she don't know one person in her family that went through that. What the? Does that make sense? Just think about this. Really. This woman, it sounded like she left some other part of the town and went over there to see it. To overreact to it. Drama, a thrill. It's just a thrill. And human nature love thrills. It's a thrill. A piece of rope around a fake doll, and she's carrying on like that. And acting like black people are being put up, hung on a tree right now. And she may be next. It's just a rope, lady. It's a showpiece for Halloween. And just a lot of drama from her, yelling. All for the thrill of it. Even natures love thrills. They live off thrills. The thrill of being mad, the thrill of judging, the thrill of stress, the thrill of worry, of anger, the thrill of so-called resentment. It's just thrills. And black people wasn't the only one put up on a rope, right? White people hung too. Indian did it, Mexicans. But black people act like they're the only person in the whole world. All for the thrill of it. It's just Halloween. If she didn't like it, why didn't she just stay home? Why would she go all the way from one town? It sounded like she went from one town to another one to see it. WFBS, here's what the NAACP had to say. Watch this.
With the Greater New Haven branch of the NAACP calling it offensive, insensitive, harmful, and triggering.
Imagine if somebody sent a noose to a school. We would all sit back and recognize that as being racist.
You still want females to be leaders? You still want that? The whole world is more emotional now than ever. Because the females are leading. There's no strength in that. And because there's no strength in that, and most people don't have sense enough to be whole and be in control of their own life, they're going to follow whatever the leader does. Right now, the only strong man in America is the great white hope. He's not an emotional person. You don't hear him talking about stress and overreacting to something silly. And a lot of people are following that example. But most people, male and female, are following women examples, and they're becoming very emotional. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. According to Fox 5 Atlanta, chaotic moments caught on camera in downtown Athens, Georgia. A man was dressed as a Nazi was arrested after police said he attacked a University of Georgia student who confronted him. Watch this from Fox 5.
Don't touch him.
Tom, Courtney, good evening to you both. Well, the students I've spoken to were pretty shocked and disgusted. Police say the man wearing a full Nazi uniform just walked down the center of downtown Athens. Well, he's now facing aggravated assault charges. Take a look at the video. University of Georgia officials confirm they have reviewed, which was posted on X. Outside a bar on Clayton Street, a crowd appears to confront the man, who is dressed head to toe in a Nazi uniform with a swastika armband.
I can't believe that people are dressing up as Nazi officers. I think it's a shame.
Police later arrested 33-year-old Kenneth Morgan. The video shows him appearing to strike one of the students in the crowd with something in his hand.
To represent the Nazi regime like that on a holiday, for a party, for whatever the case may be, is absolutely inappropriate.
Dove Wilker is the Southeast Director of the American Jewish Committee. He says he was glad people were so quick to step in.
I actually think that that's the vote of confidence that we need, you know, that we should be standing up to individuals like this.
A UGA spokesperson says Morgan is not a student and has no affiliation with the university.
Amazing, huh? Think about that. This man wore, quote unquote, a Nazi uniform. He's wearing it to get a reaction. And what are you doing? Reacting. He's getting the thrill of making you react, and you're getting a thrill from reaction. Reacting. Why not overcome that and let people do what they want to do and not be affected by what anyone else says or does? Do you believe it's possible to live that way? It is possible, but you got to overcome your thrill, your false self. Those females having a hissy fit, attacking the guy and everything over one uniform that he wore, and it created a thrill. This is hell or earth. That's crazy that they're reacting to that. He wore it for a reaction. He needed a thrill. And he knew that if he put on that uniform and walked down the road in it, you were going to react. He got a thrill and you got a thrill. Why don't you lay down your thrills? Why not be free? You want to live in prison all your life in your own world? Why not have control, take complete control of your world inside? And then you'll be have complete control of your world outside. It's been eternal life. It's for you if you want it. 888-77-HAPPY HALLOWEEN, 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. Back in a moment.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? I'm laughing at the people who overreacted to the Halloween decoration and the guy that wore the Nazi uniform down the road in Georgia, according to the report. Isn't it amazing? And just think about this, really, just smoke on it. Do what you want with it. You don't have to agree. But just think, this guy deliberately put on a Nazi uniform and walked down the road knowing that someone, that people would overreact. He was smiling while getting dressed, knowing that he's going to walk down the road. He was getting the thrill, just getting ready for it. And he walked down the road, and exactly what he wanted happened. He controlled the people. And then the people got a thrill from acting like they're so right and so loving. And they attacked the guy. And they got a thrill. They got the thrill of being pretending to be upset and just can't believe it. I think they call it trigger. I may be wrong, but something like that. You don't have to live that way. That's not life. Yeah, it's called triggered nowadays. It used to be called overreaction. But nowadays, you don't have to live that way. Because this is hell on earth inside of human beings, and human beings only live off thrills. Either in their mind when they're thinking about themselves or others judging or whatever. They live off thrills. This is hell on earth. And just imagine if you drop your body in your state of anger, resentment, because you're already in hell. Imagine dropping the body and ended up in a place where there's no way out. Right now you have a way out. You can deal with it. You can overcome. But if you drop your body, die like that, physically death, leave the body, you're stuck forever. And then there's nothing but all the spirits around you are just attacking one another to a degree that there's no number to. And there's no way out. Amazing, huh? Anyway, announcements. The Hake Report is Friday, so it's a busy day. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. And James Hake is on fire. You don't want to miss it. From 9 to 11, he white. And after that, at 11, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Interesting conversation with Dr. Catherine Albrecht. She's an author and a radio host. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's wrong with the blacks?
What do you mean? When people paint themselves as injured and aggrieved, the Bible says to forgive others.
Absolutely.
Lest we give the devil room.
Yes.
My husband, it was not about being beneath him. It was about him being the buffer between me and the world.
Yeah.
If you have a bitter heart, you will get in trouble.
Yes.
I mean, that was true 2,000 years ago. It's true today.
What a mess. The Fallen State at 11 a.m. every Friday. And you can support the Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel. Become a member and all kinds of stuff. And on JesseLeePeterson.com.
JesseLeePeterson.locals.com.
JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. Thank you. And the supporters there. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. A special today. A Halloween special. Ooh. I haven't seen it yet, so I have to watch it. A Halloween special today. Right after the Fallen State on the American Anchor, baby. All right? Get ready. And then Sunday morning, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, fellowship at rebuildingaman.com/church. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11. Or if you can't make, come on down. Open to everybody. And if you can't make it, you can watch it live and you can podcast at rebuildingaman.com/church. Let me go to Rhode Island and talk to first-time caller Shorty. Hey, don't forget to like this video as well. Like the video right now. Hit like. Shorty, you are
Hi, Jesse.
Here. Hi, Shorty.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I was listening to you the other day. I listen to you all the time. I'm retired. I live in Newport, 72 years old. We got a lot of problems out here now with the neighbors because the SNAP benefits are, they're not going to have them this month, and a lot of people are suffering. And I was listening to you telling last time you were talking about it to somebody, and you were telling them that, you know, that there's some people that get SNAP benefits, and they're working, Jesse, but they work. But the job they have, it only covers their rent. So a lot of it's not just people that are druggies and as they call them, welfare queens and all that stuff. There's a lot of people that work, and they don't make enough money. And like I heard you tell somebody that, you can get two or three jobs. Well, there's certain places in the country where even getting one job is hard. You know what I mean? So it's not as easy as you made it sound. I mean, these people are actually suffering. It's not. There's a lot of people that are beating the system. I say that too. They sell their food stamps and stuff. But these people are actually working hard, trying to do the right thing. Everybody's not the same. Everybody has the same work abilities. A lot of people, they have some kind of learning disabilities. They're not able to get a high-paying job. They have little, I mean, that's the way it is. And you do a podcast, so you should know. You should know. Around, there's a lot of people that are good people, but they have some kind of problem, but they're still willing to go out and work. But the jobs that they get are covering their bills, because nobody's mentioning that people, especially down here, they took the rent. People were paying $800 a month, and the rent went to $1,700. They raised it. They doubled it on people.
And your question for me is what?
So, no, I was asking you, do you think that people, that companies should stop paying their workers more money, maybe an hour, if they deserve it? You know what I mean?
If they are.
Because you got billionaires running the country, oligarchs, you know what I mean? Oh, and I also want to ask you, Jesse, your opinion on women. Because I listened to you Adam Mockler.
Let's deal with the first one first. About the SNAP thing, the welfare stuff, right?
Yeah.
You cited a lot of reasons why people are on this stuff, but am I responsible for somebody else's feeding them and taking care of them, or are their families responsible for them?
And not okay, me? Now, Jesse,
answer that for me.
Okay, Jesse, and believe it or not, see, there's family, Jesse, there's people, Jesse, that don't have families. I live near down the street, just like
but
6 blocks away, there's a woman house.
Am I responsible to take care of someone else, or are their families responsible for them?
Well, families, if you have it. But see,
everybody has.
I mean,
family.
That's a double standard because Jesse, you could say, why does Canada give free health insurance to everybody in the country?
Shorty, everybody has a family.
No, Jesse, no, I don't have a family, Jesse.
Where's your family?
I don't associate with my brothers and stuff because they were bad people.
So you do have a family, you just don't play with them, right?
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I'm saying.
So you do have a family there.
And me and my children.
And because you refuse to hang out with them, and I understand that, am I responsible for you?
Yeah, but no, you're not responsible for me. I retired. I work.
But I'm saying that just because you, let's say that you, for whatever reason, you don't hang out with your family, and you're the type of guy that don't take care of yourself, am I responsible for you because you decided not to hang out with your family?
No, not really. But see, Jesse, but there's a reason why they have these policies and all this stuff to help people.
The reason they do it because they want to weaken you so they can control you whenever they need votes, whenever they need extra money. They know how to control you because now they weaken you by taking care of you. You're relying on them, and you're not relying on yourself. So you have to follow them, obey them. That's why they give out free stuff. And so they they hurt you by doing that, and they hurt themselves because now they have to control you in order to get you to react so they can get money and power.
Perceived I understand power. That, Jesse. You know what you just did? What? That's my second question. See, by you saying that, right, the white community has gone downhill. The white people are getting the most food stamps and on all these programs.
You know
see,
why?
That's what I mean. You're stretching
what
the talk
to black.
What
do you mean because I said that? I said they. I never mentioned color.
No, I'm just saying what you're saying, because I noticed you like to show the moral characters of black people and saying their downfalls. But
I didn't mention the color. You mentioned the color right now.
Yeah, because I'm saying that if more people talk to white people and when they're younger and let them know they would be better, it would be on food stamps.
What does food stamp have to do with the color thing?
Well, the character. Like, you know, I'm bringing it together because you have a way of stressing that black people.
Shorty.
Yes, yeah.
I didn't mention color. Why did you bring up color?
No, you didn't. Not now. I'm mentioning it because I want to let you know that white people are the most ones. That's the problem around my neighborhood. They're the ones that get the food stamps and they're acting up.
Are you white?
Yes, I am. I'm a lot. I'm half white and half Portuguese.
Okay. And so your point is what about white people? There are more white people, so of course there will be more white people getting free stuff.
Yeah. I need people like you, Jesse.
But for the number of blacks that exist, they outweigh the white people because most of them, 12% or 11%, whatever the blacks are, they're relying on the government in one manner or another. So they still beat out. They still beat out the white people. How do you feel about white people being relying on the government?
How do I feel? I feel that if the people I describe that I see hard working and they just don't have the ability to make it. And they didn't have the power to make it.
There's no such thing as you can't make it. We're just making
it. Jesse, I worked for 55 years.
What does making it mean?
I know people that can't get work. You can go to a job. It's who you know.
Shorty.
I see people getting pushed up.
Shorty, what does it mean making it?
Making it, Jesse. Making it, making enough money to survive.
How much money you need to survive?
How much money you need enough to pay your rent, pay your bills, buy food, buy clothes?
There's not one person in America that can't get a job to buy food.
Yeah, she was, Jesse, you're in your podcast world, Jesse.
Shorty.
Obviously, you can't fake your
Shorty. Yeah, there's not one person in this country that cannot get a job and buy some food and have a place, a roof over their head. There's not one.
Jesse, if a person doesn't have any ability to do anything, they can't get a job.
No such thing as not having an ability to do anything.
Of course there is, Jesse. I work, Jesse, for 60 years. I'm a podcast guy. Have you been in the trenches?
Shorty.
How long have you, how many years you've been out in the trenches?
Shorty, there's no such thing as not having the ability to take care of yourself.
Jesse, there's people that need help, Jesse, and there is. Some people have psychological problems.
What?
Some people have psychological problems, little mental disorders that stop them from achieving what they have to do. I mean, you can speak the truth, Jesse. You're speaking in your own podcast world because you make a lot of money.
Shorty, there's no such thing in America that you cannot work and take care of yourself.
Well, I've seen it in my own eyes. I don't
because
know
they don't have to. The government is taking care of them, and they don't want to.
You see, Jesse, that's another thing. Everybody, if you don't have to pull, you can't even get on these programs.
Shorty.
I know people that need help can't get it. They need the help, and they can't get the programs.
That's not
true. They don't know the right people.
You know, all you have to do is go down to the welfare office and apply, and they'll gladly give it to you. Because
it's not that easy, Jesse. It
is easy.
No, it's not, Jesse. I got family members that try that. They're doing it. I've seen it. Hello?
Shorty.
Yeah.
If someone is mentally ill, and all people are mentally ill with anger, all angry people are mentally ill, whose fault is it that they refuse to work on themselves and overcome and get a job? And, oh, I know what I want to ask you. What would happen if once Donald Trump put all the illegals out of America, would there be more jobs available for Americans?
You see, Jesse, now you're exaggerating on one part because there is jobs, a lot of jobs that people don't want to do.
Shorty, that's not my question.
There will be more jobs, yes.
And so
but a lot of people don't want to do those jobs.
Shorty, are you for putting out all the illegals out of America so jobs will be available everywhere for the citizen?
Of course, that makes sense. That's just common sense, Jesse. You're right.
Okay. So
but
jobs
the problem is,
are
Jesse,
there, and the companies are hiring people for less, so they're hiring the illegal aliens, right?
That's right. That's the CEO's fault for hiring people illegal. But
right.
As you read, if you are a podcaster, do you know this? There's places up in like farms in Nebraska and California where they replaced their workers with American workers.
Why are you
and the American
excuses?
Workers can't do the job.
Why are you making excuses for people who don't want to take care of themselves? Why are you making up an excuses?
No, I'm not making excuses. It's not everybody. You're talking about, I'm talking about people who do take care of themselves.
I'm talking about those that don't. Why are you making excuses for them?
No. I'm not making excuses for the ones that are walking on the streets.
You
not
are.
Working
you said Mr. Hughes can't take care of himself or they can't find
no,
a
I'm
job.
No, I'm talking about people that have mental issues.
Shorty, why
and there's
do
a reason
you make
why
up
they can't
excuses
do
for people?
No, it's not excuses. I'm thinking the facts of people I know, actually. You're speaking, you're speculating. That's your podcast to consist of. It's like when you make comments about women. When you say all women are this and all women are that.
What do I
you
say?
Know, you have a bad.
What do I say,
mean?
Shorty?
Excuse me?
What do I say about women?
About women? You said women are spawned from the devil. I heard that. I listened to them with my wife.
Do you disagree with that?
Of course not, Jesse. Of course. And another thing about women.
Shorty, do you disagree with that?
Jesse, no. Then men are spawned.
So
everybody's
you don't
spawned
disagree,
from the devil then.
Shorty, you don't disagree with me saying that?
That women are spawned from the devil? Of course. There's some women. I know some women that are spawned from the devil.
Do you disagree
or
agree?
I'm in the middle. I know some women that are evil like
Shorty,
that. But I know some are not.
Do you agree or disagree?
That woman is spawned from the devil?
Yeah.
I disagree.
Why?
Because all women. It's not all.
It
it's
is
like
all.
You
God
say
said all.
All.
So is God lying?
No, he didn't. See, See, you're taking the Bible and you
Shorty,
not in the Bible like that.
Shorty, did God say all who are born of the woman, of the flesh, must be born again?
That doesn't state that they're
evil. Shorty, did God say all or some?
But see, you're taking it and
Shorty, did God say all?
He did say, you're right. But it's not. That's not the real interpretation of it.
Shorty. Did God say all or some?
Well, he said all, but it wasn't.
Why are you saying some? If he said all, why are you saying not all?
No, because it wasn't. But the way you're interpreting it, it's not the way that it,
Shorty,
it's not.
If God said all, why are you saying not all? Is God lying?
Well, do you all the women
I'm asking one more time. If God said all, is he lying?
Jesse, answer that question. The naturalist Christians, you take the Bible and twist it around. So, no, it's not. And exactly,
Shorty.
Who writes the Bible, Jesse?
Shorty.
The Bible, that's what you're saying, isn't accurate.
You haven't answered that question. You agree that God said all who are born of the woman must be born again, right?
Born again, supposedly, that's right.
And so why do you say not all if he says all?
For one thing, I'm not a Christian.
You're not a Christian. You're saying that God is lying?
But see, Jesse.
Why are you not a Christian?
It's my business. That's why, Jesse.
Are you right? Don't give me a thing about Christians.
Molest children.
Huh?
Tell me about the cabinet.
Are you Allah U'Abba?
No, I'm not. Basically, I'm a guy who believes in a higher power. I used to listen to Roy Masters like you.
What's a higher power? I've
seen your documentary.
888-7753-773. He doesn't care about what God says. And that's amazing. Psalm 58, even though it's not Bible Thumper Thursday, 58, verse 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. What the? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Super chat.
Sweet. At this point, just call me Mike.
That's a Halloween shirt?
No, it's...
That's to prove that the earth is round?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just a shirt.
That's your beer shirt?
No. It's from the desert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Arizona.
Amazing. I thought it was Halloween.
Willow Beach. At this point, just call me Mike, bought a coffee. Hake, look at Jesse right in the eyes and tell him to repeat after you. Podcast. P-O-D-C-A-S-T. Podcast.
Instead of what?
Podcast.
Instead of what?
I don't know. I think you might say podcast. Say podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah, it's kind of, I can hear a hint of an R.
Podcast.
I guess that's why he's saying bought this coffee. I'm not positive.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
And thank you guys. We'll have to read the rest of your super chats later.
Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. Get it off your chest Friday. Open line Friday. Hate news now. I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman got a hat and said, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
Some serious whole lot of mess going on in the world, but Trump is cleaning it up, as are others. Very nice. He wants to do the nuclear option. Not only does he want to do nuclear testing, he wants to do the nuclear option, which is in order to reopen the government. He's telling the congressional Republicans to get rid of the filibuster. You know how we had that caller just now, he was filibustering. He didn't want to answer the question. Well, Democrats don't want to answer the question. They want to filibuster. They want to break the bill by talking it to death. It's terrible, huh? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, also known as Express Yourself Friday, the 31st of October, AD 2025. Shout out to the blacks. Black Friday may be moved to Wednesday or something else, some other day, all right? Jesse said that he's going to smoke on it, metaphorically speaking, metaphysically speaking, over the weekend. So we shall see. He and his producer are going to figure it out. Black producer, by the way. Trick-or-treaters, according to Commie Nonsense Network, made their rounds at the White House, the white on the inside White House, on Thursday as our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and the one true First Lady, Melania Trump, hosted their annual Halloween event. All Hallows Eve. Hallows means saints. It's an old school word for saints. It was put by some guy, maybe a pope, it's probably Catholic, huh? To annex the holidays from the pagans and turn the pagans Christian, but let them still do their little celebration thing. And so they moved All Saints Day from May to November 1st. And this is Hallows Saints Day Eve. Nice? Nice. Anyway, for once there was consensus, according to Commie Nonsense Network, which may not be true, in Washington on making sure no candy bucket was empty. But don't eat too much candy, kids or adults, all right? Especially not in one sitting or one day, all right? And government shutdown, as the government shutdown reaches day 31, Congress edging closer to the 35-day record for the longest shutdown in U.S. history. Officials have warned that so-called food stamp benefits slated to end tomorrow for millions. Can you imagine? Tens of millions, like 42 million, I think I saw, of so-called Americans this weekend due to the impasse. Many federal so-called workers going unpaid. They have also told Commie Nonsense Network, without evidence, that they are, quote-unquote, struggling, whatever that means, to cover basic living expenses, whatever that means. On Thursday, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, urged congressional Republicans, to end the shutdown unilaterally by eliminating the Senate filibuster, the 60-vote threshold for passing legislation. I think that would change it to just a 51-vote simple majority, because in the Senate it's 100 people, two senators for state for each state, 100 senators. But many so-called Republicans or Republicans opposed to the idea, arguing it would serve as a key safeguard against Democrats passing transformative legislation next time they're in power, so-called power. With just weeks until what could be the busiest Thanksgiving air travel period ever, don't ask me why, airlines are calling on Congress to reopen the government so air traffic controllers and TSA, Transportation So-Called Security Administration agents, can receive their paychecks. Many FAA employees missed their pay this month, resulting supposedly in staffing shortages as more workers are calling out sick. Not that they're actually sick. They are just taking time off to be maybe to do Uber or some other job that does pay. Or maybe they're just being lamos who want to hurt the people, make the people feel hurt because they're feeling hurt emotionally. And they're protesting and hating Trump, perhaps. Vice President J.D. Vance and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned Thursday, that's the Transportation Secretary, that Americans could face a travel, quote-unquote, disaster and massive delays if the shutdown extends into the holiday season. We'll see what happens. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. For those who want to know themselves, it's not for all. And I understand that it always has been that way in the world, in the whole world since human beings existed, and we're always only a few will work on themselves to overcome. So it's for you who want to know thyself. And the beginning of overcoming is to know thyself. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? This question is so deep, I don't even know what to tell you. I think I'm going to get a little, I'm going to ask my experts today, because hate probably haven't even done it at all and thought about it. Even though you write it down, you write about it, but you may not have even worked on himself at all with it, but we'll find out. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around right now, you just can't sit and watch the show as it's happening, you podcast. But you can listen on your iPhone, on your phone. You can listen on your phone as you're running around doing whatever you're doing, robbing stores, stealing from the stores, or whatever, attacking other people for thrill of it. Try to get revenge for the thrill of it, and whatever. You can be listening to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. No longer Black Friday. I'm going to have to do that on a Wednesday. I'm thinking Wednesdays. But it's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It's not what you look like what you're doing, what you're doing is what you look like you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself. It's Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot. Amazing. I want to get a reaction, a response from this video I'm about to show you before I go back to your calls. So I need my experts to come here, all of them. They didn't know I was going to call on them, so they're not prepared for this. They're doing other things out there, but I just need a minute for my experts. You drunk?
I don't disclose.
I don't disclose. Hake is staggering, and so one of us, he staggered up the step. So my experts are here. That's Hake of the Hake Report, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11, and an expert here on the show from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And that's my producer, Derek. He black.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. He has on his Halloween.
Huh? I identify as white now.
Oh. You better let your daddy hear, mama hear.
I'm just kidding. I'm black and proud.
You want me not able to go back home again.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, your eye patch.
You're right. I took it off.
No, that was a question.
Oh. You got me. Dang it.
You're right.
You always think you're not going to be that guy, but I'm that guy.
When people say you write from a question, are they like hearing the answer in their head when I ask the question or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, people do that all the time. So it's like when another person does it, we just assume it's like every other time.
I assume.
Yeah.
So my expert here on the show, and then the American Anchor Baby, Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then Friday, y'all can't see him, but he's there somewhere. Can they see him?
I just showed myself.
What?
I just showed myself.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, hold on. I'm working on the 4 cam.
Oh, okay. And Monday through Thursday, 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then Friday after the fallenstate.tv. After the Father State TV. What are you writing?
You can't read that? It says, we all co-host Punchy TV.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget Punchy TV.
And Punchy TV. Oh, let me finish the Anchor Baby.
All right.
Anchor Baby on Fridays after the fallenstate.tv, around 12:15, somewhere in there, Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby. He has a special going on today, by the way, a Halloween special. So you don't want to miss it. And then an expert here on the show. And check out Punchy TV podcast. It's new show every Wednesday, I believe, at 2 p.m., but check it out. So I want you guys to react to this video. Have you seen this with J.D. Vance speaking down in Mississippi? Hey, you haven't seen that, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Have you seen the Anchor Baby?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Oh, okay. Have you seen it? Well, yeah, you seen it. You gave me the packet. What that? J.D. Vance, this is from Fox News. J.D. Vance spoke down in Mississippi at Ole Miss. They were having an event down there. Turning Point had an event there. And J.D. was the speaker. Maybe more, but he was definitely one of them. But he took some questions He did a question and answer session. And I thought it was very, very interesting, because I knew that the minds of college kids had changed a lot. But I didn't know this was going on to this degree. Well, I didn't know all this was going on. And so J.D. will ask about Trump and Israel. Some person said that Trump was being controlled by Israel. And J.D. explained, this is from Fox News, right? And J.D. explained that nobody controlled Trump. And I would think everybody in the world would know that by now, but apparently not. Watch this from X.
I'm a Christian man, and I'm just confused why that there's this notion that we might have owe Israel something, or that they're our greatest ally, or that we have to support this multi-hundred-billion-dollar foreign aid package to Israel to cover this, to quote Charlie Kirk, ethnic cleansing in Gaza.
Let's say a few things about this. First of all, when the President of the United States says America first, that means that he pursues the interests of Americans first. Israel, sometimes they have similar interests to the United States, and we're going to work with them in that case. Sometimes they don't have similar interests to the United States. The President of the United States could only get that peace deal done by actually being willing to apply leverage to the state of Israel. So when people say that Israel is somehow manipulating or controlling the President of the United States, they're not controlling this President of the United States, which is one of the reasons why we'd be able to have some of the success that we've had in the Middle East.
And he explained that nobody controlled Donald Trump. That wasn't in that soundbite, but it explained. He said it out loud. No one controlled Donald Trump.
Actually, you want to go press that link. We can watch it a little. It's just a little long.
Oh, because he kind of goes on the thing.
Yeah, what? He can just click the link, and we can watch it a little further.
Do we? Will we hear him saying nobody controlled Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Let me know when you have it, Nick.
I'm working on it.
All right. Hold on. We'll come back.
Try to go fast. Okay, 3. Let's give a long 3 seconds.
2. We'll come back to it. I thought it was going to be in the soundbite already. That's why, because it says no one controlled Trump. But why you took it out?
I thought it was in there. It should have
he's
been in
Israel,
there.
Because he hates Israel.
Also openly supports the prosecution of ours.
Yeah, so...
I'm a Christian man, and I'm just confused why that there's this notion that we might have owe Israel something, or that they're our greatest ally, or that we have to support this multi-hundred-billion-dollar foreign aid package to Israel to cover this, to quote Charlie Kirk, ethnic cleansing in Gaza. I'm just confused why this idea has come around, considering the fact that not only does their religion not agree with ours, but also openly supports the prosecution of ours.
Yeah, so...
He's clearly missing it. Let's move on. He didn't say, the guy didn't ask about how Israel controlled Trump.
Oh.
Well, J.D. Vance, he goes to...
The guy said Israel is controlling Trump, and then J.D. responded to that. That's what I wanted. But let's move on. Okay. I thought it was in there. I wouldn't even mention it had I not known it wasn't in there already. Because it said, J.D. explained how Israel doesn't control Trump, but it mentioned nothing about it.
Well, J.D. Vance brings it up.
So what do you think about that guy question about Israel, Americans supporting Israel?
I think it's a fair question.
Do you think we should support Israel or not?
Not as much as we are.
You think we should support them some?
Yeah, if they support us, then definitely. But not as much as we are. I think we've given quite a few billions to them, so I think that should definitely be looked at. And I think it's a valid question, just because the mess that's going on as far as the border wall and the illegals in the country, we need to fix what's going on over here first.
That patch is only for Halloween, for he didn't get punched in the eye or anything.
I was stabbed this morning.
Right. Yeah. Not in the eye. Not in the eye. In the,
what's
in
your
the
costume?
Heart.
Are you a pirate or a patient?
Oh, just a black guy with one eye. I think that's pretty scary.
An injured black guy, not a pirate, Chad.
That's it.
Oh, what do you think about the guy comment about Israel? We gotta say that.
I think that there's a lot of people who are just repeating stuff that they've heard, and they don't really know what's really going on. And I too am one of those people. I don't really know what's really going on.
Right.
So I think that I have a basic trust of Trump.
Yeah.
And Israel and Jewish people who are influential here in America, who are pro-Israel, or some of them are anti-Israel, are in the country and they're over there, and we have this relationship where you have to work with them. So what are you going to do? And the anti-Israel thing, there are people whom I admire who have the criticisms of it, of the relationship. But overall, like, the people are kind of know-it-alls and kind of nasty. And they're kind of beside themselves with anger about it. And the overarching anti-Israel stuff, also they hate white people. They also hate America. So I wouldn't hook my wagon with the anti-Israel thing.
When you were in college, did you hear about the teachers or anyone teach you about the relationship of American, why a relationship like that with Israel?
I didn't take any type of history or politics in college.
Oh, okay.
No, I never heard. I heard when I was in college, it was George W. Bush doing the convincing everybody to go into war with Iraq. It was 9/11 and that.
Amazing.
And they didn't say, this Iraq is an Israel war. Nobody was saying that I knew.
Okay.
I only became aware of Israel and Jewish people since working for your show the past 12 years, 13 years.
And hey, Anchor Baby, what do you think about the guy questioning and JD's advance to that our relationship with Israel?
Well, I think initially, here's what I think about it. I mean, initially, I think it's a fine question because, put it like this, even just consider JD's response. He tells them, he tries to basically assure them, we're going to be America first, which is to say, to me, that speaks to the validity of the question. And although I may wish that that individual, because I could tell just from the way he's speaking, he doesn't really know what he's asking or talking about. So
the,
I may...
The student asked the question?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
He may not know fully what he's asking or talking about. And I see that a lot amongst the young people getting so-called educated on this. I see a lack of sophistication and saying things they don't know. That being said, in his ignorance, it seemed to me like he was asking a question, a matter of simply of our government officials caring about us. Maybe he's got the wrong idea, but that's all he was asking of me. And when JD responded, he told him, hey, don't worry, we care about America. So to answer your question, what I think about his question, I think it's a fine question. It can be coming from an ignorant place or unsophisticated, but as you could tell from JD's response, it's valid.
Okay. When you were in college, were you taught about Israel and American relationship?
No, I was not, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in fact, very little info on that. I don't think I even uttered the name Israel until definitely double digits. I was old. I don't know. I didn't even think about Jews up in Canada. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Do they have Jews in Canada?
I'm sure they do, but I never really met them. They're not really collected like in some places here. Like, I come out here and there's Jewish neighborhoods. I don't know if I heard of one. There might be up there in Canada, but I didn't hear about them.
Amazing. When you were in college, or while you were in college, Derek, did you hear, were you taught about America and Israel's relationship?
No.
It wasn't mentioned at all to you two, with you?
Not a whole lot. If it was, I blew right past it, but...
But you don't remember hearing anything about that?
No, I was in, I think I took an African-American history class. Yeah, they had that, and I was just like, let me learn something. So, yeah, nah, not much.
And the reason I asked, because I'm thinking, and I mentioned this yesterday, it seems like young people, you guys, the X and the Z's, don't know that America and Israel are allies, and that when we were talking about Israel, I really talk about Israel in churches, not at school.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it at school either.
Not even really churches for me, but Christian friends and family.
Right. And we were taught that Christianity and Christian and Judaism were one together. And if it wasn't for Christ coming, and he came and then he took care of the Jews, and then he ushered in the, what would we call it at the time?
Gentiles?
Yeah, the Gentile. And from that, Christianity came about. And Christianity is to be like Christ. That's why I call it Christianity. And Christ was a Jew who came and settled over there in Israel somewhere in that part of the world. But they ushered in what do you call them again?
The Gentiles.
The Gentile. And that's how Christianity came about. And then, so we were taught that at church. But then when I became an adult living went out into the world, we were taught that in that region at the time, it may still be, that Israel was the only ally of America in that area. So when there was a war or anything, our ally would be Israel over there. We would work together for the war. But it seemed as though that wasn't taught to you guys. I mean, your generation. Am I wrong? It seemed to be more about money now in the minds of young people than it is about spirituality.
Well, I was going to say,
yeah.
I think this big uprising of young people, kind of rebellious to Israel, this is just a result of young people learning about the history of the relationship between the United States and Israel, because, and this stuff is well documented, it's just the relationship hasn't been beneficial to the United States at all, pretty much, because a lot of the older people say, well, there are allies out in the Middle East, but they sell our information out to China and other nations.
How do they know that?
Well, because of how embedded they are in the CIA.
But how do they know that, though?
How do they know that? Well, because it's been well documented.
How do they know that? Are they getting it from somebody else saying it?
Right. They're getting it from journalists that talk about these things.
But journalists don't tell the truth.
And quotes from people a part of those organizations. So young people are looking at these things and they're researching and they're finding out that these guys really aren't our allies. And
if they knew about the Christianity, the spiritual relationship with Israel and Christians, would they see it a little differently, you think?
And they're looking into those things too. A lot of the times when Christians travel over to Israel, they are treated differently. I've seen reports of them being spit on and cursed at.
If they knew about the relationship between Judaism and Christianity, would they have somewhat of a better opinion about Israel? Yes or no? But because, and you make an interesting point there that I wanted to add to now, is that Christians don't think that over in Israel, all the people are good people. They don't think that at all, because in nowhere in the world you're going to find good people, right? They're looking at it scripturally, because when you read the Bible, it talks about Israel and how, and so Christians want to go to Israel for walk through the Bible and see it in person, the whole thing they read about, but they are not expecting that all Jews are going to be a bunch of good people. And they're going to treat everybody fairly. That's not even in the dialogue, because we already know that human nature is evil. And it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or Jew or anything.
Well,
Do you think they would have seen it a little differently had they understood the spiritual aspect of it?
I think a majority of people, the well-read people, they're seeing it different because this is real.
No, I'm asking you, do you think they would see it differently if they knew, too, about the spiritual aspect of the relationship with the Christians and the Jews?
I think they see it.
They don't even know about it.
I think they see it. Judaism.
They don't
you
see
can
that at
look
all.
Look it up on.
You
yeah,
guys
a lot
didn't
of people
even hear
it
about it.
Yeah, though we weren't taught in courses, and I'm pretty sure there are courses out there that get more in
I
depth
think
on these topics.
In churches
but
more so than schools. So, do you think that would be different? Hey, if they knew about the spiritual aspect too, spiritual relationship with Christians and Jews.
It might be a little bit more balanced. It might be a little bit more balanced in how they approach things, because right now it's kind of one-sided.
Yeah,
they hear all the negative things.
I don't
hear
anything from young people about the spiritual relationship we have.
Right, or how the spirit that Christians are supposed to have. Period.
Right,
because in general, you're not supposed to be forcing your religion in a place where you're not supposed to push religion.
I remember going to Israel, and they told us on the way over there, you can't preach at these folks.
Right.
Like, to try to get people saved, right?
Yeah.
And I thought Israel have a right to do that. Nobody would want to hear that mess anyway.
Yeah.
But no.
That doesn't raise concerns?
Uh-uh.
The fact you can't go over there and talk about Jesus?
Uh-uh. You can't go over there and try
preach.
To get people saved.
Yeah, that's interesting,
we shouldn't
right?
allow that here either.
In a sense, but that's supposed to be Jesus' homeland. Well, not exactly where they are.
It didn't say you can't mention Jesus, that you can't get about it saved. Go there. And what do you call that when they be preaching at people?
Proselytizing.
Proselytizing.
Evangelizing.
Oh, evangelizing?
Right. Yeah.
Street preaching.
They didn't say you can't mention Jesus. They say you can't.
People, it's like the people go over there and try to get spit on.
Right.
I think that's the most important thing, though. You know, preaching and mentioning Jesus.
But if you went and did that and got spit on, would you be like,
is it more important to preach it or to live it?
Well, I wouldn't stop if I was over there. If I got spat on and, you know.
You force it on them?
I mean, I'd keep going. I mean, just because somebody spit on me doesn't mean I'm going to stop preaching.
You force it on them?
Not force it. No. I'd be savory, like salt.
Let me do this because of time. JD, is this going to be in the soundbite or not, where he explained he was asked about his wife not being a Christian?
Yeah.
Are we going to hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't want to mention it if we're not going to hear that thing about controlling President Trump.
Yeah. That first one should, yeah.
Okay. JD explained, apparently his wife is not a Christian, and he was asked about that at this event. Watch this from X.
Yes, my wife did not grow up Christian. I think it's fair to say that she grew up in a Hindu family, but not a particularly religious family.
Said it? No.
You didn't hear her ask the question, huh?
No. There is no question. No, not in this one. Well, it's just he's talking about his wife, so you can run the clip. He's just talking about his wife.
And yes, my wife did not grow up Christian. I think it's fair to say that she grew up.
Hold on a minute. Those that didn't hear the question from the girl, this girl here asked him about how something like, that's why I wish we had it. How is it that you are married, you are Christian, and your wife is a Hindu or something?
Mm-hmm.
And how is it that you're going to be trying to tell somebody about Christ and all that? I thought it was an interesting question, being at a Christian event, like, right? Mm-hmm. So I wish y'all could hear her question, too. Let me do this another time. I got to take a break. I wanted them to hear that question, because I wanted you to see the girl and hear her asking that question and see what you thought about her reason for even asking that way. It was so interesting. But we didn't even have a question there. I thought it was in there. My bad. amazing. Let's do Super Chat.
All right.
Super Chat.
Groovin' Mastiff, 7 coffees. Very generous biblical question answer. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? It's wrong to use interpretation. Using interpretation is the same as using the imagination. Can't use illusions and lies to understand reality, he says.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Let's take a break. Let's hear for the experts. Thank you, guys. Amazing.
Thank you.
Sorry, I wanted to present. I thought it was going to something else, but we'll do it Monday or something. We'll get it right. Back in a moment to your phone call and finish up on the Super Chats as well. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, so a couple quick announcements. Today is the last day for the spooky sale on cameos, the cameo shout-outs that I do for you. Today is the last day for the sale on Halloween sale. And so if you want personal shout-outs, and they are amazing, go to cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson for the last day for the special, spooky sale on Cameo. All right. And don't forget to support us. And thank you to those who are helping us. You've been helped. You're like, Jesse, you help us. My life has changed. We're going to help you. Help others. Thank you. I appreciate it. Go to Rebuilding the Man to make your support, to send your support. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. Or you can mail it. Make the check or money order out to BOND. And send it to P.O. Box 350, put bond, P.O. Box 350-90, L.A., California, 90035. LA, California, 90035. P.O. Box 3590. Or you can scan the QR code. You can scan the QR code to support Bar. Thank you. I think it's so interesting, and I hadn't realized this until recently, because I am hearing more and more Americans, especially young Americans, who don't like our relationship with Israel. And I'm pretty sure now it's because they have not been taught Israel is our ally, and that if it wasn't for Judaism, Christianity would not have come about. It wouldn't be, right? So we're spiritually connected. That doesn't mean that Christians think all Jews are good people. We're talking about spiritually. Grateful to God through his son, Christ, that he brought the Christians in to overcome as well. Christ came for all. It's about that. Now, whether America is supporting Israel too much financially and all that, that's a different subject. I don't know. Amazing. I guess I can play the J.D. Vance at that event was asked about his wife being Hindu, and he is a Christian. He was asked about this down at Ole Miss at an event there with Turning Point. But you don't hear the girl asking the question, but she did ask him, and he responded. And here's his response from X.
And yes, my wife did not grow up Christian. I think it's fair to say that she grew up in a Hindu family, but not a particularly religious family in either direction. In fact, when I met my wife, we were both, I would consider myself an agnostic or an atheist, and that's what I think she would have considered herself as well. You know, everybody has to come to their own arrangement here. The way that we've come to our arrangement is she's my best friend. We talk to each other about this stuff. Now, most Sundays, Usha will come with me to church. As I've told her and I've said publicly, and I'll say now in front of 10,000 of my closest friends, do I hope eventually that she is somehow moved by the same thing that I was moved in by church? Yeah, I honestly do wish that, because I believe in the Christian gospel, and I hope eventually my wife comes to see it the same way. But if she doesn't, then God says everybody has free will. And so that doesn't cause a problem for me. That's something you work out with your friends, with your family, with the person that you love. Again, one of the most important Christian principles is that you respect free will. My attitude is you figure this stuff out as a family, and you trust in God to have a plan, and you try to follow it as best as you can. And that's what I try to do.
Amazing. Interesting response. But it made me wondering. It caused me to wonder. What did you think about his response, Anchor Babe, to that question of his wife being a Hindu?
Well, you can't force anybody to be anything. So I don't know if I agree with all the language or whatever, but God said free will and all that. I mean, the point is you can't force somebody. So you got to at least start there.
Should a man marry a woman who is of a different religion?
I wouldn't do it.
You would?
I would not do it.
You would not?
No.
So you wouldn't marry a Hindu woman if you fell in love with a Hindu woman? Not just Hindu, but
no, of course I'd marry a Hindu woman if I fell in love with her.
Non-Christian, whatever religion she belonged to. But if she wasn't a Christian, would you still marry her?
If I fell in love with her, of course. But
so
I understand
you would marry a woman that's
let
not
me answer,
of the
allow
religion.
Me to answer. I'm just saying that if I'm already feeling the love feelings, then I'm not thinking about that. So I'm trying to tell you that I would avoid the love. I wouldn't even fall in love with a Hindu, because then I'd marry one.
So you wouldn't even fall in love with one?
Correct.
Well, definitely that won't be a marriage then.
You know what I mean?
Cause, yeah, I do.
You know, because when you start loving, I mean, that's how you get together anyways. You're going to look past certain things. So at least I have that standard.
Okay. Amazing. Let me go to Jamaica. Thank you, Anchor Baby. Let me go to Jermaine out of Canada. Jermaine, you are on the air. Oh, hold on. Jermaine gone. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
Hey, I'm calling to ask a business question, but but I will comment that the Bible does say to be not to be unequally yoked, meaning not to be with somebody that isn't of the same belief.
So, meaning that JD being a Christian and his wife is Hindu, are you saying the Bible is saying to a Christian, for example, don't marry a Hindu woman?
Yep. Bible does say that.
Oh, so because they're not of the same belief, you say?
Yeah, because it won't work out.
Oh.
But, you know, Wally Shabbat, he's Muslim. He married a Christian, and he ended up becoming Christian because of it. You know, people do things in their fallen state. They marry outside, and then hopefully someday they wake up and realize, oh, well, we're going down the wrong path. Let's change.
Would you
marry? So I think that she can change.
You a Christian? You're a Christian, right?
Yep.
Would you marry a non-Christian man?
No, knowing what I know now, no.
Oh, okay.
I would not.
Amazing.
But in my fallen state, yes, I probably would have.
Right.
Because, I mean, I was going to, before I married the person I am with, I was with somebody that didn't believe in God and mocked him. So you do stupid things when you're young.
Yeah. That's a good point. Very
yeah.
good point.
And Israel's the chosen people, and I've always had their back, you know. The Bible says who bless Israel will be blessed and who curses Israel will be cursed. And people need to keep in mind that the people of Israel are not the government of Israel. That's two different things. It's like saying Americans are bad, but the American people, all of them aren't totally bad. But the government and the American people are not the same. Same with Israel.
While growing up, were you taught the spiritual relationship between Judaism and Christianity?
I did hear that. My mom, even though she was a Methodist, I guess you would call herself, but she didn't really practice it. I actually didn't even hear the word God until I was like 5 or 6 years old.
Taught the relationship. The spiritual relationship with Israel and, I mean, with Judaism and Christianity, right?
No, I wasn't really taught it, but my mom was very much into politics. She was very, I guess you'd call her a patriot, kind of. And she always was like, Israel's the chosen people, and we have to have their back. So I didn't know that, but I wasn't super, like, we weren't a religious household, so I didn't hear it all the time. Just when politics came up. And they were involved. That's when I would hear
it. So you did not hear the spiritual relationship between between Christianity and Judaism, right? You weren't taught that, per se.
I heard it, yeah. I knew that there was a spiritual, but I didn't know the Bible and I didn't know God, so I didn't understand what they meant by it.
Oh, okay.
But I knew that they were the chosen people. And that they were, like, in the Bible, that they were chosen people. It was, like, a common, you know, in the 80s and 90s, I think it was pretty common to know that back then. And it seems like the world has influenced the kids differently now.
Yeah, I just don't, it sounds like, and I think maybe because a lot of young people don't go to church either. Because I'm not... the spiritual relationship between Christianity and Judaism, I think it was only taught in churches, because I don't remember hearing it in school either. But I did when they would be teaching the Bible, how Christianity came about, and how as a result of Christ bringing in the infidel, not infidel, but the, what do they call again? The Gentile. Christ brought in, because at first the Gentile didn't have a God either, except for Satan.
Right.
And Christ came, God sent his son to save the world, right? And usher in eternal life for anyone that wants it. But at first it was only for the Jews. And then Christ was like, what the? And he opened it up to the Gentiles as well. And so the Gentile, because Christ was a Jew, appreciated eternal life, and Judaism and Christianity became one. It's sounded like, because maybe it's not taught in the churches either, or young people don't go to church that much, so they don't hear about it.
Yeah, I think people in general don't.
It's unfortunate, too, because they seem to think about it in the physical way, but not the spiritual way.
Yeah, and I think, you know, also that the Bible needs to be back in school. It is a history book, so it should be taught in the school as a history, because that is stuff that has actually happened. Them taking it out, kids don't know, they don't know the Bible, and I think if they learn the Bible, they would be woken up a lot. They'd be like, what the? Yeah. They would wake up, because it woke me up. You know, like, I thought I was Christian in my 20s. I would tell people, oh, yeah, I'm Christian, but I wasn't Christian. I didn't know. I was dumb. When I first, you know, you hear people, that's, I think another problem is you listen to the world and what they say about God, but when you actually read the Bible, you're like, wait, this, I never heard this before. Yeah. Like, there's a part in the Bible that says, don't call anyone father, for you only have one, and he is in heaven. But you hear everybody call, like, the church, the Catholic Church calls them fathers.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing I was like, wait a minute, what? I never heard this. Why do we call him father?
Are you Catholic?
So I don't want to say Father's Day. No, I'm not Catholic. Okay.
I know when I interview Catholic, I don't say father. I am kind of father.
No, I don't either. But I mean, I don't talk to him either, right?
Right.
I don't really talk to Catholics.
Oh, amazing. Well, thank you.
So,
Brandon.
Yeah, it really opens up your eyes. But hey, I wanted just to ask you one thing.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you one thing about my business.
Okay, go ahead.
Just real quick.
Okay.
When I started my business, I just said $30 an hour, and I find that I am way too fast. $30 an hour.
You're too fat.
And I'm too fat. Yeah, I'm too fast.
Oh, fast.
Like I get the job done way too
quick.
Is that
on our end again? I'm getting that static sound again. Hold on, Brandon. Let me see if
we keep going.
Oh, go
Brandon,
ahead.
Can you say something?
So you charge X amount of dollars, but you're too fast, you say?
Yeah.
And your question is what?
So I was going to do it by the job, but all the customers that I have that I've already said $30 an hour, do you have any advice on how I can switch it to by the job? I know the New Year's coming up, so I was thinking of saying something.
With your new customer, if you need to raise the price or something like that, or buy the job, however you want to do it, start that out with the new customer. And that way...
That's what I've been doing.
They won't get upset. And then continue to do your best with old customers, and they will recommend new customer. If you start out that way... In a year, you will be able to increase the rate, because, you know, like rent or anything, you can increase the rate. You know, even with the old customers, you can bring it up a little bit.
Okay, because I was thinking the new year hits, and a lot of people change things on the new year. So I was thinking of throwing that out there, like, hey, new year prices.
Well, with the old customer, you might not be able to do that because you have not been with them that long.
Okay. All right. I'll call you back. I'm going to think about it some more. I don't want to take up too much time.
All right.
All right.
I wish you well, Brandon. Bye. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy Halloween. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Jerome. I'll make it happy Halloween to you as well.
Yeah, so, you know, I called it about one thing.
Hold on, Jerome. Like, hold on, buddy. I'm getting this. That's a... Let's do it. Jerome, hold on. We're going to check out the phone. Let's do Super Chat in the meantime.
Super Chat. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, Groovin answering the BQ saying it's wrong to use interpretation.
Is it right or wrong to use interpretation?
It's wrong.
And Groovin says it's wrong?
It's wrong. It's using the imagination. Can't use the imagination to understand reality. That was too easy. I wonder if there's a deeper meaning to the question that I'm missing. Then again, maybe my interpretation of the question is making things too complicated. Sticking out tongue emoji.
But he says, he or she says it's wrong, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, thank you. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. What's wrong with the whites? I think he means, what's wrong with the whites? Blaming the Jews for everything. No different from the victim blacks always blaming the whites. Thanks, Jesse. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Amazing. Thank you. It's in human nature, because the human nature is evil and there's no love. Somebody got to blame somebody for something all the time. So in order to feel like they have a life, feel like life, they got to have a thrill of judging somebody. So you can expect it. My thing is, it sounds like young people, meaning, what are you?
Millennial, Gen Z.
Yeah, millennials and Z don't know the spiritual relationship with this, with Judaism and Christianity. And that's so unfortunate. So that's my thing. But human beings don't have love. They only have hate. So you can expect that to happen. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Marcus G90, Jesse, can you once and for all explain to these Christians that Halloween is not demonic? They just keep fear-mongering everyone.
Why do they think Halloween is demonic?
Because there's dress-up, there's scary horror movies.
But it's like it's, fun stuff.
And it traces back to pagans. The Christians tried to turn it Christian, but it's in the long run, it's still just kind of non-Christian.
But why do you think it's demonic?
Because people dress up like demons and witches and sluts and things like that.
But it's just a costume.
I know, but some of them are trying to inspire lust. Remember those gals that one caller yesterday talked about?
And that's demonic.
Yeah. Oh. It's demonic to try to inspire lust in men. I'm squinting and...
What the...
But, anyway, yeah,
to the super chatter, who's that?
Marcus G90.
Marcus G, I don't really know why. I kind of know why, because it looked like when I moved to L.A. and I started going to different churches, they said, Hate just mentioned years ago, somebody or some group or something started Halloween and it was demonic.
Yeah, well, it was pagan. It was pagan. Like a pagan religion thingamajigger.
Pagan means non-religious.
Like ancient Celts, that they weren't even Christian, but they were whatever other strange Irish and Scottish religions before they turned Christian.
Oh, yeah. But they were demonic?
It was. I don't know if it was demonic or what it was, but it was dressing up. And I don't know if it was just cultural or if it was worshiping false idols.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know.
All right.
Anthony, okay, black, stop eating white people. Go loot Walmart.
What the? That's a video we played yesterday. Amazing. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys. Thank you all very much.
Amazing. One more hour to go, and I come back straight to the call. Jerome, I'm going to get, hopefully we got the phone fixed on our end, and I get to your calls and the rest of the calls. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in this old here world. I was like, Jesse, where are you going? This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and it is Friday, the 31st of October. Happy Halloween, or I disclaim Halloween. I don't necessarily disavow it. I disavow the bad parts of Halloween, because there's bad people doing evil with Halloween, right? Shout out the Christians that are overly Christian-y Christian with the Halloween stuff. Is it a Catholic thing? Is Halloween Catholic? Anyway, this is the end of... I already mentioned the end of hour two. JLP will be right back, hopefully to your calls, okay? And we'll get to the rest of your super chats. I do pray, okay? And more great stories. But it is Hake News, not fake news. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can catch more of the Hake Report on thehakereport.com. Nice. /show. Check it out, if you so please. And then... TheFallenState.tv with that Catherine Albrecht. She's an anti-AI doctor. She has her doctorate in some type of thing. All right. And she's a radio host. And check that out. The Fallen State with Jesse Lee Peterson, featuring this week Dr. Catherine Albrecht, a white woman. Nice. I think she's white. And then American Anchor Baby, a Halloween special, but it's a Christian Halloween. Because Anchor Baby is a Christian. Nice. And he won't be unequally yoked. He won't let himself fall for a Hindu gal. But shout out to JD. He didn't know better. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, rescue efforts are underway across the Caribbean after Hurricane Melissa unleashed widespread destruction in Jamaica, Cuba, and the Bahamas. Come on, pretty mama. At least 49 people have died, per Reuters. Remember, we were talking about 7, but the number, the body count, not in a bad way, but the death count, death toll, could rise quite a bit in the coming weeks. Jamaica could, they took the heaviest battering. Melissa, storm name, made landfall there as a Category 5 hurricane storm with estimated maximum sustained winds. Meaning not just gusts, sustained winds of 185 miles per hour. Mind-boggling. Figure that out in kilometers per hour, you foreigners. And complete and utter destruction is how Commie Nonsense has described the streets of Jamaica's hard-hit coastal town of Black River on Thursday. Black River, the coastal town of Jamaica, dealing with the aftermath of over 15 feet of storm surge from Melissa. That's higher than this. Ceiling, I think. Probably. Yeah, gotta be. Which devastated the infrastructure of the town in the southwestern part of the island of Jamaica. And the royal family, you may have heard about this one. Britain's King Charles, King, quote unquote, Charles, took the extraordinary step of starting the process to strip his brother, Prince Andrew, no longer to be called, known as Prince Andrew. He has like a normal name now, Andrew something, something, something. Three names, first, middle, and last name. Of his royal titles, strip Andrew of his royal titles and evict him from the royal estate, his mansion in Windsor. The move comes as the so-called family attempts to distance themselves from Andrew's ties to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, as if Andrew had anything to do with it. They don't know that. Andrew, 65, I call him Prince. He's always a prince in my mind. Not that I know anything about him. I'm kidding around. Has faced 15 years since he was 50 years old of on-and-off controversy over his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein that reached new intensity after the release of a posthumous so-called memoir by a serial fabricator, a woman who's been described as a serial fabricator, meaning she fabricates perhaps lies, I don't know, or did when she was alive, Virginia Roberts Giuffre, who alleged, without providing evidence, that Andrew had sexually assaulted her as a teenager. What a mess. She committed suicide at 41. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, a doozy, for those who want to overcome, a doozy. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Amazing question. Really, it's so deep. But I can't respond. It's just Sunday. I want to hear more from you about it. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, out and about, we're here Monday through Friday, right? From 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, heard around the world. And for the flat earthers up and down the world. So different time zone for different folks. And you guests can't sit and watch. I know you podcast. You can podcast, but you can listen on your phone while you're running around. Isn't that amazing? By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It's Express Yourself Friday. Whatever's on your mind. Express yourself.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a great alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot. Amazing. Express yourself. Get it off your chest Friday. I want to go back to the busy phones. I tried to talk to Jerome, but there was a little static in the phone on our end. Let me go back to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Obamaphone.
Obamaphone, what now?
Yeah. I wanted to talk about this whole Israel thing.
I thought you wanted to talk about the riot.
I did. I just wanted to make a quick comment on it. Just because it's not going to be long. I just wanted to say, I'm not saying that Israel is necessarily good or bad. I don't want to make a comment on them. It just, the conversation just felt a little odd. Like, I honestly, when Israel comes up, it doesn't seem like people really care about them. It's more like they're afraid to say anything bad about them. Like something's going to happen if they speak against Israel. But that's the only comment I wanted to make about that.
When you talk about the spiritual relationship with Judaism and Christianity?
No.
You didn't hear about that growing up as well?
No, I'd never heard about it. And I'm only 26, so I am young.
Okay.
But like I heard you, I think you said that you learned it in church, and I would say like I'm 26, but I went to like a very, very black church. Like everybody in my church was old. They was all from down south. So I may be young, but I think they kind of maybe had the same church upbringing as you. And never once in my entire life in church did I hear about that. So now when I'm saying people say they heard about it, it's a little weird because I said I've never heard anything about Israel or Christians and Jews being one in my life. So it's just a little odd to me to hear that now.
I think that, I strongly believe that's why the attitude about Judaism and Christianity is different nowadays. And I grew up in an all-black church too, totally black forever. And, but that was taught in the Bible, and it was taught how Christianity came about. And that's why the older black people, they love God. They appreciate Christ because he brought them in, and because they were lost before, there was no way out of hell. But it's not being taught now, so it's a different kind of complaint about Judaism. But anyway, go ahead, Jerome.
Yeah, and, you know, I just wanted to make a quick comment on the L.A. riot. You know, I know you had showed that video of, you know, like the people stomping on the cars. And I think you had said the racial makeup of, like, the kids doing it was, you said it was mostly, like, Hispanic. But when I looked, it looked to be white people.
Yeah, it looked like white. I couldn't tell if they were white or Hispanic or mixed.
Yeah, it just looked like white, and I didn't want to, like, have another situation where we just blame everything on, you know, black and Hispanic people when, you know, if it's white people, let them take the blame for it, because they never do. They always get away scot-free.
So there was a riot, according to a report, in L.A. either last weekend, I think, and Hake is telling me that, and you couldn't really tell because the video wasn't real clear, but Hake is telling me that they look like Hispanics and blacks and not whites.
Well, I'm talking more. You just saw one video. Yeah, you just saw one video. I saw multiple videos from the riot, so like online, and it was mostly white people out there. I'm like, that's weird that everybody's trying to pin it on black people, or black people and Hispanic people, when they clearly didn't do it.
Well, I only saw one. You're right. I only saw one. I didn't even see another video of it yet. Just that one I played on the air.
Okay. Do you think that I don't want to hold you up, but do you think that this possibly relates back to like the hatred that America has for black people and black and Hispanic, like anybody, basically anybody not white?
What do you mean by America? Who hate black people?
I mean, just America in general. Like, go on any social media, go on any like, you know, podcast topic. They're always all the blacks this and these people, and they're always causing crime.
You see now, and I could be wrong, Jerome, I just think that most non-black people have black fatigue, because for 70 years, give or take, the blacks have been blaming everybody else for their problems, and they tend to have a nasty attitude with other people. And I just think that the people are fed up with them now.
So this kind of sounds like what we were just talking about. Like, this sounds like all in your head, kind of like the way people blame everything on the Jews now. Like, black people are not the cause of everybody's problem, and neither are Jews. I think that people just want to believe that their problems are the result of somebody else when their problems are their own.
Well, I'm not saying that the people think that the blacks are their problems. I just think the people fed up with the blacks accusing them for everything in their lives and not only accuse them but have a nasty attitude with them. And they have no experience, personally, a bad experience with them. I don't think that other people, I'm sure you can find it somewhere, but I don't think that most people believe that blacks are the reason for their problem. They just have black fatigue from the blacks accusing them of being the reason for their problems. Because blacks tend not to take, especially as individuals, they tend not to take responsibility for their own problems.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think that people do, and just this whole blacks and we're doing this. I think black people in America are good people. They just, you know, want to live their lives like everybody else. And I mean,
and what's good about them?
Just, you know, I mean, outside of we do have, you know, black people that do bad. I'm not, you know, saying that, but just, you know, wanting to live their lives, not bothering anybody, going to work, paying their bills, taking care of their families.
But you said that they are good people. What's good about them?
Yeah, going to work, taking care of their bills, taking care of their families. Not good, like, okay, we're doing good, but just, like, not bothering everybody.
You said some blacks are like that?
I think more than some. I think most are like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think it's most black people are committing crimes. I think most of them are good, and we do have, you know, a lot, but it's not most. It's just most black people are just, they're just living their lives, and they're not bothering anybody.
Amazing. Thank you, Jerome.
Yeah, that was...
I appreciate it, buddy. Okay. Mm-hmm. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Australia. What? Tanya, a first-time caller out of Australia. Tanya, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Tanya.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you going?
All is well.
That's good.
Oh, you just wanted to say hello?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I thought you were going to talk more. Yeah, I just joined. No, I just want to say hello and thank you. I started watching your shorts a few years ago, and then I watched a longer YouTube session where you're saying forgive your mother. And I just knew that, so I did that. I phoned her up and had a talk, and because I've just been seeking truth for such a long time, because I was brought up as a Christian, but everything was just going really wrong. My mum was a prophet in the church and, yeah, ruled my dad, just ruined the family. And I don't think my dad was weak. He was just didn't know how to handle a crazy woman, sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
And it ruined the family. And I did try to tell her that, but she said no, God told her she was a prophet.
But which God?
So I didn't know how to answer that. Oh, yeah. So, and then I got married to a man. He turned out to be a sex offender. It was terrible. I didn't know what to do. Like, what do you do? He was in the church. He was a Christian. Anyway.
Did you have children?
So
with
I got
him?
Divorced. Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, well, not unfortunately for them, but, well, yeah. Sadly, yes, because then I ended up being a single mum. And so, yep, very, very hard. And
what did your mother say when you went and forgave her?
She just said, well, nothing on the phone, but then she sent a text saying, thank you. I appreciate that. And then just started texting about how she's going off to minister and all that. So,
amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you stay with it. Are you doing a silent prayer every morning and night?
I've started it. Yes, it's powerful. Because, yeah, I just used to, you know, shundabunda and all these and pray and quote all these. And as soon as I started doing the silent prayer, it's only couple of days, it's just all boom, 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 yeah, falling into place.
Amazing. Well, you stay with it. All you got to do now that you realize you're wrong for resenting, for being angry and resentful, you want to forgive, all you got to do now concerning your spiritual life is to practice staying present rather than allow the temptation of evil to pull you back into thoughts. When they try to pull you back in to think about the past or the future and what if and all that, just be aware, do nothing about it, and let it happen, and just stay present and let the spirit of truth destroy the darkness. You're going to be fine, but you got to practice now being present and let the truth take over that old nature.
I like that. Yes, the truth take over. I want that.
And it will. I promise you, if you let it happen, you can't interfere of yourself. There's nothing you can do to change that old nature. And so you got to 100% give up. And if you feel, if you have thoughts and you feel emotions, whether so-called good or bad, they both are wrong. You feel those emotions, you live with them, you do nothing about it, you sleep with them, you walk with them, you be with, but just don't talk to them and don't take action. And I promise you, it will all be taken away from you and you will have a clear mind and you'll be at peace.
Sounds great. Yeah, sounds great.
So stay with the prayer, the silent prayer. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
Yeah, we'll do. Thank you. We'll do.
All right, let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Oh, amazing. Take care now.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Kayla out of Oregon. Kayla, you are on the air. Get it off your chest.
Morning, Jesse. That last call was amazing.
Yes.
Great reminder.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right about everything. You need one of those hats that Trump has where Jesse is was right about everything.
What the?
Yeah. We talked earlier this week, and you said that the hell will scream and yell, and I've been watching that the last few days. It's screaming and yelling, having nightmares again, and just wondering, the thoughts, they just keep coming one after another, and your call yesterday with Brandon was also amazing and enlightening, that they try to trick you. The thoughts try to trick me. I was wondering if you had any more advice on how to deal with that or just sit with it. And
so your question is what exactly?
What's your advice for getting through the hell?
Going through it, let it happen, and do nothing about it. Be aware of it. Be aware of what's going on inside of you. Inside of you, you feel the pain in your body, but you're not the pain. You feel you're aware of the thoughts carrying on, but you're not your thoughts, and you don't create them. So do nothing about it. And as I said to the last caller, just be aware of it. You got to totally let go. You got to give up. Christ said, bring all your stuff unto God, right? So you got to get up and let him take care of it, and he will. And don't worry about how long it takes. Don't complain about how painful it is. You just endure it. Because you're going to find out, if you stay with it, that you're not having the pain at all. Nothing is happening to you. It's happening to the false self, the illusionary self, the false self.
How do I even let it go when I don't have any control over anything?
You let it go by not trying to complain about it. Don't call it you. And, you know, don't walk around with a painful face, and you don't try to solve it at all by calling it a name. Don't give it a name. It's not you.
Okay. All of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you just, the awareness is what you want. You just want to be aware of it.
Okay. Understood. Thank you, Jesse. Happy Halloween.
And don't, if you stay with it, if you just stay with it, it will get worse. Going through the shadow of the valley of death is not easy, but you will not regret it. Just stay with it.
Okay. I hear you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk, Alex in Texas. I sent this to Hake on the Hake Report, the guy with the good hair. He had some profound words. He white.
He white.
We spend our entire lives holding on, thinking we are experiencing pain. The only real pain, he says, is in letting go. Love is letting go, Jesse.
Amazing. Thank you.
Josh in Georgia, BQ response.
Hey, Josh from Georgia.
Oh.
Is it right or wrong to use interpretation?
It's neither right or wrong, says Josh. Interpretation that comes from the lying thoughts and assumptions will always cause suffering, but interpreting things without emotion is beneficial, similar to discerning things without judging. Calling anything right or wrong is an interpretation or judgment that ultimately works to keep one in hell, says Josh in Georgia.
Amazing. Thank you, Josh. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. That's amazing.
Cloud Bob says, boo, winking ghost emoji with tongue sticking out. And then he says, bees with a bee emoji.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Amazing. Today is Halloween day. Amazing.
Imported TV, glad to see the Express Yourself back on Fridays. Shawty is a perfect example. What a mess.
I know. I realize two things about that. Friday has always been Express Yourself Friday, Get It Off Your Chest Friday. And I was trying to make, because we love the blacks too, I was trying to make that work. But I think I'm going to use Wednesday since we only have one manhood hour. So I might use the first 2 hours of Wednesday. I'm smoking on it for Black Wednesday. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Imported TV. Tater I9I, why we pay taxes if the government shut down?
That's a good point. Amazing. Thank you.
Tanya, welcome JLP show member.
Thank you, Tanya. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support.
Patient Riot, the updated version is fresh. Happy Friday, everyone.
Updated version of what?
Perhaps the intro, but I'm not sure he didn't specify.
Thank you. Amazing.
You know, Nick's footage.
Right.
Pastor Chatelet on pill.net, Shorty is amazing. Christ said to give all your money to the government and let the government take care of the widow and the orphan, right? Beta male, what a useful idiot. Tell little Coon I like his eye patch McCain costume.
I was glad he put it back on because at least one person in the office celebrated Halloween.
I know. Terrible.
Nobody else had any Halloween, nothing. What?
We're grown.
Amazing. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet.
On Rumble, a Rumble rant, Nick LaBoy. For me personally, it's not about hate. It's about Israel's powerful influence in our government through AIPAC or IPAC. And he shares a tip.
Thank you.
Thanks for the tip,
and
sir.
I don't. My question about it was, it doesn't seem like the generation after my generation know about the spiritual relationship with Judaism and Christianity. I don't think they know how Christianity came about. Because I think if they did, at least they'll create. That doesn't mean they're going to agree with whatever amount of money we're spending over there, but at least they will understand how it all came about. The spiritual aspect of it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Chris bought a coffee. Jesse's correct about mentally ill people being able to work. When I go to Jewel Osco, the R words, retards, slow people, bag my groceries. There's no excuse for people who are not to earn a living.
Right. This especially in America. Weak. Generation what?
This generation is weak.
Yeah. Especially in America.
Yeah.
What now? Thank you.
Chris, three coffees. Thanks for all that you do.
Thank you, and thank you for helping us to do what we do. Appreciate it.
Soul Conscious, three. Jesse, biblical question?
Is it right or wrong to use interpretation?
Wrong. Because it's not good to consult with the thoughts, says Soul Conscious.
Thank you, Soul Conscious. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Someone says he or she phoned and forgave his or her mother. She ruined my dad and our lives, turned us siblings against each other, tried to tell her what she did to dad was wrong. She even turned the church against him. She proclaimed herself a prophet.
Well, that was the caller we got?
It might be. It might be. This person just came across his shorts. So the caller mentioned the shorts. Uh-huh. It's not a pithy coffee. I'm trying to summarize it the best I can.
Okay.
I'd forgiven her, but lately I've been writing about my childhood, needed to forgive her again. I married a sex offender. He didn't tell me that, of course. I found out I didn't know what to do. God showed me I had to divorce. God had to divorce Israel in the scripture. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain, she says. So that's a she, right, the caller?
Yeah.
My children don't talk to me. My son's under the power of my mom. Everything has gone so wrong in my life, but I live simply and enjoy things like the sunshine, birds singing. I've forgiven my mom. When you said no one is good, that helped me. I'm not good. I try, but I didn't have it in me. Thank you, Jesse. Just joined your community. By the way, my father was a refugee from Poland, World War II. I don't think he was weak. It was just my mom was strong, and she overwhelmed him with her crazy behavior. She turned us all against him, she says.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Keep it piffy. But welcome to the group, but keep it piffy.
Last little point from her. He passed away several years ago. I say sorry every day, she says.
Well, you don't have to say sorry every day. When you realize that, yes, I resent my mother, and all people resent their mother. There's not one that doesn't. And you realize I'm wrong for doing that, and you go and apologize, the thought's going to tell you, oh, you didn't do it right. Go back again and all that. Don't do it. You've done it. But then stop obeying thoughts. Be aware of them, but don't obey them. They're lying to you. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Thank you, though. Stay with it.
Alex in Texas, Derek, great point about Israel. We mommy the blacks here in America giving them money, but why is it okay to mommy the Jews and give them money? Get a job, Israel, says Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
No more thoughts. Jesse, does Satan pretend to be losing the battle inside me? Sometimes I think I see some good news in dreams or some state between awake and dream, but those are false too, right? Asks No More Thoughts.
All thoughts are all lies all the time. And even when you sleep, if you have resentment or anger, you're going to fall into unconsciousness sleeping. So you're going to have dreams, which are nothing but thoughts. Let them pass. Don't argue with them. Just be aware. And stay with it, it'll get easier for you. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric 5, anger, a full-time job with no benefits.
That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Martin shares a guest suggestion for the fallen state. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
David from Australia, 20 coffees, very generous. All thoughts are lies. All thoughts are all lies. Pardon me.
All the time about anything. Thank you.
Sleepy Neo, the Jews claim that Jesus is in hell and they deny him, therefore denying God. Read the Talmud, Jewish holy book. Judeo-Christian term comes from the CIA, says Sleepy Neo.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
5 from Eric, anger management classes are for oxymorons.
That's
a contradiction
sure.
in terms.
Because you cannot, is not, will not, ain't not, not, not. You cannot control anger. It's a spirit or spirits. Resentment are spirits, and they control you. There's nothing you can do but recognize, forgive, and let go. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone, do the gods amuse themselves with demons and man?
What gods?
I don't know.
Thank you. I don't understand the question, but thank you.
And Heat, good morning. Sure is a whole lot of interpretation going on this morning concerning Israel and their relationship with the USA. What?
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric 5, women turn everything demonic. Christmas, Easter, New Year's, funerals, birthdays, Friday, Saturday, devil turns your daughters into prostitutes, your sons into drug addicts. Happy Halloween.
Amazing. Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Indeed. Women don't marry sex offenders, says Eric with five. Women who have sex out of wedlock are sex offenders, he says.
Amazing. Thank you.
And Alfredo, the shirts I got from y'all are amazing, he says on Cash App. Thank you.
Right on. You're welcome, and thank you. And check out the merch. Amazing t-shirts and mugs and everything on JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And the treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on Pules.net. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Bet you wondering how I knew about your plan to make me blue. Amazing. I heard it in the grapevine. Or through the grapevine. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Hate report coming up at the top of this hour from 9 to 11. He white. The guy with the good hair. And after that, brand new episode of the FallenState.TV. Amazing conversation with Dr. Catherine Albright. She's an author and radio host. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's wrong with the blacks?
What do you mean? When people paint themselves as injured and aggrieved, the Bible says to forgive others.
Absolutely.
Lest we give the devil room.
Yes.
My husband, it was not about being beneath him. It was about him being the buffer between me and the world.
Yeah.
If you have a bitter heart, you will get in trouble.
Yes.
I mean, that was true 2,000 years ago. It's true today.
What a mess. At 11 a.m. today, brand new episode. You don't want to miss it. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. Amazing, huh? And then check out our brand new episode of Punchy TV. You can podcast that. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, Punchy.TV. And then Sunday Morning Fellowship. Sunday Morning Fellowship. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11. Come on down. Those fellowships are amazing. They really are. You can watch it anywhere in the world by going to RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. I just want to show you one quick video here. And this is as a result of the, it's not just because of this. These people were doing this before. I don't know if these particular people are doing it, but it's been happening before. That was a, this is from NBC 10, Boston. You know how you hear those on the, on YouTube, people saying that if they don't get money in their EBG car, they're going to go out and shop, they're going to steal, they're going to be a riot and all that. Well, according to NBC 10, Boston, this is a wild video that shows two shoplifters suspect assaulting an employee at a West Bridgewater, Massachusetts market basket. Watch this from NBC 10.
Jeff Cuddy had no idea what he was walking into.
I hear someone go, "They're fighting."
At Market Basket in West Bridgewater.
That's why I had my cell phone on me, because I put my grocery list on there, obviously. I look over and they're fighting like crazy.
Police say Olivia Bird and Rajane Bird were approached by an employee because they didn't pay for several items, including lobster meat, prime ribeye steaks, and truffle butter. The encounter escalated, and police say the two women assaulted two employees.
She cracked him hard with that cell phone right in the face, and the guy was real respectful and responsible, and he just let it go.
The women were located in the parking lot by police and placed under arrest. According to court documents, the women said they were filling an Instacart order, but it was canceled, but police say they could not provide any documentation of that. The women then told police an employee put the items in the cart.
You don't act like that, especially in the grocery store. There's older ladies in there.
Why do men let women just pounce on them like that? That's a time for defense. Whether it's male or female, you don't let people just hit you. You do nothing about it. What happened? Your body is a body, too. And you're supposed to defend yourself, man. Don't just let these women pounce on you. But isn't that amazing that there are people who think that there are people who think that they can go and just steal, if this is true, and based on a story, they can just go and steal other people's property nowadays and get away with it. They're expecting to get away with it. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. That is mind-blowing. And down in another example of what's going on with this, too, it's all evil. Human nature is evil, by the way. This is there's no love in human beings. Human beings do not have love. You can bank on that. KWBTV is reported detectives from the Charlotte Police Department are working to identify two people involved in an alleged theft and assault. According to the detective, Ashley Phillip, two people were in the self-checkout area at the store attempting to steal items when 18-year-old Food Lion employee confronted them. Watch this from WBTV3.
Police tell me this situation escalated very quickly from a theft at a grocery store to a violent attack in a matter of minutes.
Look, this is the moment a suspected shoplifter attacks this 18-year-old Food Lion worker, shoving him around in the back room of a store and throwing blows. This happened Monday, October 20th, at this Food Lion in the 2200 block of Park Road. I returned to the spot with Detective Ashley Phillips of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Crime Stoppers.
We had two subjects go inside. They went to scan their items at the self-checkout. We had an employee that was just doing his job, decided to go over when he observed them not scanning items.
That's when the confrontation began. Surveillance footage shows one of the alleged thieves go face-to-face with the teen employee. They start moving, eventually entering a back room where the tussle begins. One of the alleged thieves throws throwing blows, even attempting to kick the worker while he is down. The alleged shoplifting accomplice watches while a shopper tries to intervene.
It's unfortunate. Any act of violence is senseless.
After the attack, the two suspected thieves casually walk out of the Food Lion as if nothing has happened. Get another look at the individuals police are attempting to identify. The surveillance footage has Detective Phillips hopeful that someone will recognize these two.
What's wrong with the blacks? What a mess. Remember when it's this happy, first of all, I didn't know about it, and it definitely wasn't on this scale of what's happening. It looked like the worker was black. Where's the law? I thought the blacks loved the blacks. And you let people tell you that anger is good. Okay. Amazing. But this is what's happening in my country now. Remember when stuff like this did not happen? Or if it did, it was rare. And the people could not. When the people were doing this still in one fight because they knew they were wrong. That's gone now. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Let me go to Justin out of Okay, Justin out of New Jersey. Justin, you are on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Justin.
How you been?
All is well.
All right. We talked about a year ago around Halloween, I think. And I remember, you probably don't remember, but I asked you if, you know, you thought Halloween was good to celebrate and all that. You said yes, as long as you don't get an identity from it and all that kind of stuff, right?
I don't remember that, but yes.
So I wonder now about your opinion on video games. Now, I remember before you talked with, like, Destiny and all that. That was, like, forever ago. If you remember him, he's crazy. But you were telling him basically that they were no good. But I wonder, isn't it kind of the same, like, as long as you don't get an identity and you just have fun with it, isn't it kind of the same thing with them? Or what's your opinion on that?
I never watch videos, but you're right. If things are put here to enjoy, but not to make it your God. As long as you're not getting an identity from it, you're not using it to escape your misery. Because most people use things unconsciously to escape the inner conflict that they're having.
Yeah.
So as long as you're not using it for those reasons, it's just a game. But not to use to feel better.
To, like, escape your pain, because you got to face the pain or else, you're not doing anything.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, no problem. Well, let me do the biblical question before I go.
Is it right or wrong to use interpretation?
I think it could be both. I think it's wrong to use interpretation if you do it in a way like, if you're trying to interpret what somebody thinks about you or something like that. But I think you can use interpretation in a practical way to, like, solve everyday problems so that you can exist here on earth and get done what you need to get done. So I think it really just depends.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All righty. I look forward to it. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Texas and talk to Josh out of Texas. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, what's going on, brother?
How all is well. All is well, Josh.
Man, it is so nuts with, I see that you're going to move Black Friday to Wednesday. So,
yeah, I think what I'm going to do, I want Friday to always be and has always been Get It Off Your Chest Friday.
Yeah, that make a lot of sense. So I'm with you either way.
Okay,
it's nuts, Jesse. Dude, when you play these clips of these blacks, and it's like before you used to ignore it back in the day and say, "Oh, that's them." We can't ignore it no more. That's why I always say something. When they go in the store.
Are you black, Josh?
Huh?
Are you black?
Yeah, I'm black as an ace of spades, Tom.
Okay, go ahead. Just for the record, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. When you see these blacks, and that's why I say something in the store, every time I see them, they run out of Walgreens, they do all these things. By the time I walk into the store, now everybody's looking at me like, are you going to do the same thing that these people just did? They're stealing lobster, steaks, shrimp. Where's the chicken at? Where's the ground beef? Stuff that you actually can stretch out. Before y'all complained about the EBT, and they gave y'all all these food stamps, and you were selling the food stamps, completely selling them, didn't give two craps about them. Not all, but most.
Do you see a lot of, in your area there in Texas, when you walk in stores, you see blacks doing this stuff, stealing like that?
These blacks are crazy. They talking about shutting down this Walmart over here by my mama house because the blacks talk about how they going to come in and steal shopping carts. So they're thinking about moving everything to delivery and grocery pickup.
But when I have seen it happen. I walked into a store and I see black people stealing and walking out. Do you see it a lot in your area?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
They walk right into Walgreens. They'll walk right into the store, get a shopping cart, fill the shopping cart up, and then walk right out the store.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
And then when the store leaves, they say when they close the store down, then they say it's gentrification, and then they say, oh, they're running all the businesses out, but they're doing all these things, just like with the whole Palestine thing. This foreigners and these foreign things and causes that we're sitting here in America fighting for and entertaining is mind-blowing to me, completely mind-blowing. These people have shut the government down because we won't give illegal immigrants aid and we won't pay for foreign aid and all these bogus programs. This is crazy.
I'm glad that Trump is over the government right now because no other Republican would have had the gonad to shut the government down and let it go this long shutdown and let the people know the Democrats are doing this and they're doing it because they want power by giving free stuff to illegal aliens. And so I'm so glad Donald Trump is in, the great white hope is in charge of the government right now.
It's like almost every plan that the devil sets up, that these people set up to trick Trump or to try to make him look bad, he always comes out and prevails, and you have to pay respect to it. Yeah. You may not like it, but you have to pay respect to it. The Palestine, the war is over. This EBT problem with the SNAP benefits and all these black people going crazy, Trump's going to come in and do something and rectify this problem. And let's see if they pay homage and respect to it.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Ain't no problem, man. You have a great one. Happy Halloween, man. And, oh, yeah, with that Halloween thing, it's kind of crazy because my kids the same way. I don't really celebrate Halloween like that, but I let them enjoy the time. You can't be just sour all the time and just so bitter to where you're just against everything. Just go with the motion and celebrate it how you celebrate it.
I rest my case. Absolutely.
Happy Halloween, baby.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Trump is reportedly telling Republicans to get rid of the filibuster to reopen the government. To end the 60 vote rules to pass legislation, according to CNN. That's cool. Right on. Super chat. Super chats.
Nathan XTZ, take a shot of Punchy's coffee. Every time Jesse says spiritual relationship, what that mean, Jesse? Should I be more religious about this? Spiritual America's or Christians' spiritual relationship with Jews.
As I explained, Christianity came about as a result of Judaism, meaning that Christ, after he helped the Jews, he realized the Jews were not the only people in the world, right? And that the, what do you call them?
Gentiles.
The Gentile needed salvation as well. And because, and since Christ was a Jew, and he brought in Judaism, he said, he realized, wow, these people want help. They need help from evil. And I'm going to bring in the Gentiles. And I'm going to save the Gentiles. Salvation is for all. Eternal life is for all who need it. And so he did. He ushered in the Gentile, which created Christianity. And that's why Judaism and Christianity has been as one all these years, because of eternal life, the opportunity for eternal life. Amazing. That's what it means spiritually. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Rex, Figs, Jesse, I've read that pumpkin jack-o'-lantern emoji are satanic.
How can pumpkin be satanic? Amazing. Thank you.
I hadn't heard that one.
Me either.
Although the jack-o'-lanterns might be. Chris bought a coffee. I wish in Nicaragua would assault me at the supermarket. There would be cleanup on aisle 4. Laughing face with tears coming out sideways.
Amazing. Thank you.
And shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, which include Buzz Dolabiposedi and the usuals, Aries One, Games for Rec, Potleaf, and the rest of the supporters over there. Thank you kindly.
Thank you all over there. D-Live, you say?
Yeah, the D-Live crew.
Thank you, D-Live crew. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet, Old Saucy, Age of Inversion, and the rest of the supporters over there on the Rumble crew.
You got to know how to rumble. Thank you.
Jules Verne. And the YouTube monthly subscriber supporters, members.
Right
shout
on.
Shout out on Bond, JLP, and you and the Fallen State.
Right on. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Canada and talk to Jermaine out of Canada. Jermaine, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jermaine.
Nice. Sorry about earlier. I had to step away from the phone.
Oh, okay.
So I know I've thanked you before for the work that you've done, but I think I found a better way to really, really show you that I appreciate what you're doing, and I'm pretty sure everyone else will appreciate this as well. It's a scripture, but bear with me with this one. You are blessed by the Father. You who are blessed by the Father inherit the kingdom that has been prepared from the foundation of the earth. So I end up finding your channel, and I was a stranger, and I was in prison. I was poor, and you welcomed me, and you definitely fed me, and I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome, and stay with it. Stay with it. Just stay with it. Let go and let, as you just read, let the truth work on your behalf, and it will.
Yeah, yeah. To your first caller, oh, go ahead.
I said, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. That is amazing. To your first caller this morning, you know, you were saying that because of Jesus, which is a Jew, that's why the Gentiles were welcome to be saved as well.
Yes.
And that is so true, because he said he has a party and he welcomes his own people and they reject him. But the Gentiles who have faith and believe in him came to his party. And the Jews end up hating him because he welcomed lesser people to his party, which is crazy.
That's amazing. Nice point, man.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. But thanks, Jesse. I appreciate it, man.
You're welcome, Jermaine. Stay with it, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right. Bye now. 888-77 Jesse, let me go to Massachusetts, talk to John. John, get it off your chest.
Jesse, do you think the local news intentionally obscured the point that the family was trying to make with their Halloween decorations? they just flashed for 1 second the sign that was put up at that Halloween display. It was Asylum for the Criminally Insane. And it seemed like they were making a commentary on the failure of the criminal justice system and that we're not providing care, proper mental health care.
Well, I don't know the intent of the people who put up the display, but I do know the intent of the media, especially liberal media, some conservative media too. It is not to unite the people. It is to divide them. And that's why they always bring bad news. You rarely hear them bring good news. So it's definitely a setup for sure.
So, from the media. So they ran with that news thing instead.
Yeah. Amazing. And this is why you got to take, you got to overcome the world inside of your imagination and outside of you as well. And you won't be controlled by the world once you overcome it.
I did some homework for Halloween. I looked up the word occult, and the root word from that, for that, is from Latin. It's a verb that means to conceal. So occult means to conceal. So I was wondering if that was like when you have a rock that is shutting out the light and you turn the rock over and there's all sorts of creepy crawly worms and things under the rock that had been concealed. The occult conceals those kinds of things.
Well, I'm not familiar with that, but it's food for thought, that's for sure. Thank you for that, all right? I gotta go, but thank you, man.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, bud. Super chat.
Welcome, Junkyard Cybertruck, new Jesse Lee Peterson channel show member, supporter. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Junkyard Cybertruck. Cybertruck. I appreciate it. Thank you. Amazing.
Caesar or Cesar, 3 copies. Musical notes emojis. We are always running for the thrill of it. Thrill of it. Always pushing up the hills, searching for the thrill of it. Have a safe weekend, everyone.
Thank you. Amazing. Amazing singing, Hank.
Thank you. And thank you for your 3 coffees, Cesar Caesar.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that now that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I am out of time. I am out of time. Folks, stop being your own enemy. Get out of your own way. And be free. Really. It's in you. It's not. And everybody else's stuff is inside of them. Has nothing to do with you. And they have nothing to do with your stuff. Right? You got to drop the anger. You got to work on yourself. If you want to overcome. Eternal life is not going to happen for you. Until you go through the hell nature inside of you. Anger. Resentment. Revenge. Jealousy. The love of thrills and all that. You got to go through it. Be quiet and go through it. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Go and forgive every human being. Go and forgive your mother. Your mother is no good. And every human being resent their mother. And your father forgive him and not protecting you. Your mother done the best she could. It's not her, but it's the spirit that made a home in her. Passed on from her mother. So forgive. So you don't pass it on to your children or yourself. What now? The Hate Report is coming now. Then a brand new episode of The Fallen State. And then The American Anchor Baby. Check out punchy.tv, P-U-N-C-H-I-E. And then I'll see you on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek to arrive. Rick from Hampton, Virginia, and the rest of the callers, I'm out of time. Bye. The Hate Report coming.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.